Welcome to the podcast, powered by America's Credit Unions. I'm Associate Editor Brock Fritz, and it's GAC season. The 2024 Governmental Affairs Conference is right around the corner. America's Credit Union's Chief Association Services Officer, Todd Spaczynski, joins me on this episode to discuss everything attendees need to know going into America's Credit Union's annual advocacy event, which will be held from March 3rd through 7th in Washington, D.C. What's new, what's returning, and who will be speaking? Heads up, the speakers include a former prime minister, an Olympic gold medalist, and a Golden Globe winning actor. Spaczynski shares his excitement about the speakers while giving attendees a sneak peek at everything they'll see at what he's calling a revamped, re-energized event that's building on the foundation of what our members love about GAC. Let's bring Todd in now to talk all things GAC. All right, Todd, thanks for joining us. How's it going?
Well, it's the GAC crunch time, Brock. It's great to be here and love being able to talk about our governmental affairs conference and how we're going to create a great experience for our credit unions.
Yeah, so you've obviously been around a while, but America's Credit Unions is new. You have a new title. Why don't you just introduce yourself with the most updated information?
All right, I will do. So Todd Spaczynski, I'm the Chief Association Services Officer at America's Credit Unions. And as you mentioned, I've been at this game for a while. I can't tell you how many GACs this will be for me, but it's in the 20 plus range. And as far as the individual or the person overseeing the experience that we create, that's been under my purview for 10 plus years now. So a lot of experience in bringing the GAC to our credit union members.
Nice. So 20 some years, but this is kind of starting over. Is it feeling different this time around?
It actually does. You know, every year is unique in and of itself. You know, the fact that we're always in the same convention center and using the same hotels, that part stays consistent, but the program evolves year after year. This year feels like it's taken on a bit of a bigger evolution, if you will, with the merger of CUNA and NAFQ. And what it's allowed us the opportunity to do is bring in some folks from a planning perspective that view things through a different lens and see things a little bit differently than those of us that have been doing this for, like I said, for 10 plus years or more and leading the GAC. So it's really created us an opportunity to kind of build on the foundation of what our members love about our GAC and then think of ways to be intentionally different so that whether you're a savvy veteran coming to the GAC or a newbie, you're going to have an experience like no other.
Yeah. Yeah. You excited to get some new people attending?
We are. I mean, it's really, I don't know, I'm a sports guy, so I use a lot of different sports analogies, but it's kind of like how I remember the Gatorade commercials. I kind of view the experience as a kind of a refresh and a re-energizing for the credit union movement, but it also is for our team and our staff as we create something new and different every year. Obviously, this is going to be the first kind of big footprint that America's Credit Unions will put out as the new association. And so it brings on probably a few more eyeballs to how we're going to do things, maybe brings on a little bit more scrutiny to how we're going to do things. But at the same time, it also brings a level of excitement and energy. We have a great team that plans this event and puts this event on. And we've expanded that team to include people that maybe have not touched GAC before. And so it's giving us an opportunity to bring in some new and different things. And then from a credit union perspective, like I said, if you're a savvy veteran, you're going to see some new things and different things. You go, oh, they've never done that before. And if you're a newbie coming to the GAC, whether it's because your credit union wasn't a member and didn't attend in the past, or you're just, like I said, part of a credit union group that have always attended, but this is your first time, you're going to be blown away by the experience, the energy and excitement. I don't know, it's second to none. I'm trying to think of a good way to describe it. Might be like if you go back to your class reunion or you go to some large family reunion that you've gone to the past, put that on steroids. And it's a large group of people coming from all over the country that are aligned and united in a common theme and a common bond of people helping people. And it just creates this very genuine, authentic experience that we get to go and talk and lobby on behalf of the credit union system and what we do and what we stand for.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be a newbie this year. And that's what everyone, the America's Credit Union people have said, but also all the credit union members I talk to kind of give the same answer. It's just like a go and see people and kind of talk about what you're passionate about.
Well, it's what's really neat, especially for people that are new, again, whether you're an internal staff person working it or you're a credit union staffer or a credit union board of director attending for the first time, you walk into that convention center and you look up and you see credit union everywhere you go from the signage, and it kind of takes your breath away the first time you see that. It's kind of like, wow, we actually are kind of a big deal, aren't we? So it's pretty cool. I always like to walk into the center with people that it's their first experience coming to GAC.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if anything is staying up your sleeve, but what's new this year? Any specifics?
Well, I've been sworn to secrecy, Brock. I can only share so much. So there are quite a few different things this year. Probably the first and foremost thing that people are going to notice right off the bat is we have a new MC, Mia Perez. Mia is a credit union rock star. She is absolutely fantastic. She's the CAO at Coastal Credit Union, but she has been engaged and involved with credit unions her entire career. She has actually been an MC at several of our council events, and it's really giving us an opportunity to highlight and showcase one of our own, if you will, as the MC at GAC. So that's going to be one that's going to stand out. If you've gone in the past, you've gotten used to seeing Antonio Neves as our keynoter, and he's done a fantastic job. But it was time. It was time to evolve and give somebody else the opportunity to be the face of our GAC. And Mia's going to be terrific and fantastic at that. So that'll be first and foremost. The second thing I would say is, as you walk into the convention center, always on our right is an area we called our Welcome Center, and that's going to be there. That's where you do registration, but we're turning that to be even more of the hub of the conference, if you will. So when people come in, there's going to be a much stronger of an advocacy theme there. All of our historical QLAC and PAC contribution and tables will be set up in there. It's going to give you an opportunity, or attendees the opportunity, to actually meet the people that lobby on behalf of credit unions there, and it's going to be much more interactive. So that's a intentionally different way of leveraging that space, not just for registration, but throughout the entire event. And then across from that, we have something new this year. We've created a GAC Media Center. And so whether it's a speaker, one of our breakout session speakers or keynote speakers, leveraging that space to share a little bit more about what they're going to be speaking on, or it's an opportunity for attendees to leverage that space to use all of the different social media platforms to share all of the great things that are going on at GAC. It's a kind of a one-stop shop for those things to happen, which will also be where our virtual and hybrid on-air GAC will be housed as well. So a lot of activity, more so than we've had in the past at that first level of the convention center. Our exhibit hall is fantastic, so it's going to be fantastic again. And then I would say maybe the last kind of new, intentionally different highlight I'll share right now is when you walk into that general session, not only are you going to see a new MC, you're going to experience an entire new stage and format. So again, the savvy veteran is going to go in there and go, whoa, this is a bit different. Hopefully it's going to be a bit different in a really cool way. We think it's going to actually create a feeling that makes people feel like they're actually closer to the stage. And then we also have some special fun new attendee interactive opportunities within the general session that people experience on Monday morning. So a lot going on, a lot of new things. And if you love all of the things we've done about GAC, we didn't change and blow up the entire thing. We kept the foundation of GAC that people have loved over the years, the same foundation. But you will notice some new and intentionally different things that I think will elevate that GAC experience even more so than it has in the past.
Sure. So this is pretty open-ended, but whether it's any of those new things or maybe there's a annual thing that you just enjoy attending, what are you looking forward to the most?
Oh, my favorite is always, you know, I'm a hokey old school credit union guy. So we're there for our members and for the people. And I gave the analogy of it's like a homecoming or a class reunion or a family reunion. It truly is. And, you know, when I started in the credit union industry, what set it apart for me was how people treated one another and how there was this close-knit camaraderie, the ability to network and collaborate, and these kind of these aligned values around people helping people. And that's always what kind of brings the juice for me, is the fact that we get to do that for our members around the country and the team we get to do it with. So we, as I said, we've got a fantastic America's Credit Union team that will blow people away with the service and the experience. So when you get to do great things for your membership and you get to do it with people you love doing it with, it's a pretty good gig.
Who's speaking this year? Who are the keynote?
Who isn't speaking this year, Brock? The list grows year by year. So I already mentioned Nia Perez as the new MC. We have 5 different keynoters. So we have an additional keynoter this year that we've integrated into the event. But starting on Sunday night, sponsored by our councils or powered by our councils, Ms. Cassandra Worthy. And she's going to bring an energy to kick off the event like no other. She's going to speak a bit about change and enthusiasm around change. And so we felt like this is a really good kickoff for the event. You know, the time is now is the theme for GAC, and we can't think of a better person to kick things off. We have Gary Sinise on Monday morning. Gary Sinise, most everybody knows him, you know, Lieutenant Dan, CSI New York, and a variety of other things. But what I personally love about Gary Sinise is his foundation and how he gives back to veterans and the military. And there's going to be a strong parallel to what he does in his world and what credit unions do in their world. And I think that's going to be a great Monday morning session. Monday afternoon, we have our advocacy update, but we also have Jennifer Goldbeck coming in, who's going to talk about AI, artificial intelligence, and might maybe put a few scares in people, not from the standpoint of, boy, the first time I heard her speak, I'm like, holy cow, I gotta make some changes on my phone, right? Because this is not good, how they can track, you know, the things like you talk about something you're going to buy, and pretty soon you're getting a Facebook ad about the very thing you were talking about you're going to buy. And she's going to spend some time talking about that. And then she's also doing a breakout session. So for those folks that are kind of geeked out about the AI thing, they're going to get a chance to do a deep dive with her on Monday afternoon after the general session. So that's pretty cool and new and different as well. Theresa May, the former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, there's a lot going on in the world. So we couldn't find really a better keynote speaker to talk about kind of all of the things that are happening, whether it's you know, in the United States with 24 being election year and the things that are going on in the US, but really the impact around the world from Ukraine to what's going on in the Middle East seems like a really good tie-in to what's happening internationally and how that impacts the US and how it impacts credit unions within the US. And then, I mean, they're all my favorite, but to me, this is a pretty cool one. Our closing keynote speaker is Shaun White. Yes, Shaun White, the snowboarder extraordinaire, Olympic gold medalist, and he's going to talk about more about creativity. And if you think about somebody and what he's done in his career and how he had to constantly evolve and change in order to get better, we think there's a really strong parallel to that for credit unions as well. So our lineup is fantastic. I say it every year. I don't know how we get better every year from a keynote speaker lineup, but this lineup is top notch, and it's going to leave our attendees going, wow, they really hit it out of the park this year.
Yeah, there's a good variety here. First I double checked that it was that Shaun White too. And then, yeah, I like seeing why it does parallel and connect.
Well, you know, and the other piece I would add, one of the things that we were very intentional about was the fact that we need to continue to evolve the people that are part of our advocacy army. So we have people that have been doing the advocacy and lobbying on behalf of credit unions for many, many years. And similar to why we have the Crasher program at the GAC, we want to continue to evolve and grow people that maybe haven't been as engaged as they could be in the past to be integrated and be part of this advocacy army. And we think by bringing in speakers that are maybe a little bit different than we've done in the past, brings a different energy and a different mindset to how we can advocate on behalf of credit unions. It might open the eyes of some folks that maybe didn't think this was part of what their role in the credit union, maybe feel a little bit better about trying to engage in being part of that advocacy army as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. How about topic-wise? You mentioned AI. Is there anything else that's kind of new and interesting this year?
I would say the Sean White piece, certainly. And then also from a breakout session, I mentioned Jennifer also doing an AI deep dive. We'll continue to have compliance and regulatory updates. That maybe isn't necessarily my cup of tea, but this isn't about me. Those sessions are always packed based on the demographic and disciplines that come to the GAC. So there's going to be plenty on regulatory and compliance. Obviously, advocacy is a key component. Then we're doing some new and different things powered by our councils. We'll have a CEO breakout session. We have a council's breakfast. So there's a lot of different opportunities. And then the most popular breakout session, it has been for years, is the economic update that Mike Schenck and his team do. And then I think new this year that we haven't done in the past is we have the opportunity to repeat some of these sessions. So we have more breakout sessions offering than we've ever had. And we've always had folks say, I couldn't get to this one. You have so many good, I want to get. So we're trying something new this year and we're repeating a few of the more popular ones we think will be presented, so people don't feel like they have to pack all into one room and maybe kind of spread that out a little bit. So we're interested to see how that takes off. But from a topic standpoint, whether you're a board of director, you're in the compliance field or part of that advocacy army, or you're just trying to look and find out what's new going on within the industry from a technology standpoint, there's breakouts that cover all of that gamut now. It's no longer just your advocacy event. We cover everything.
How about, does an election year change anything? I'm trying to do the math. If you've been 22 years, that's five elections or so.
You know, it does, I think, in how we go to the Hill and how we want people to talk to the Hill. You know, when there's an election year, typically there doesn't seem to be as much changes and bills getting passed. But I think it's also the opportunity to cement what we do and who we are with the folks that are serving. I also think that we have a few invites out, so we'll see how those pan out. You know, the opportunity to get in front of 6,000 of your credit union friends might open a few doors for folks to come in and talk about how they see the election panning out and what they stand for. We'll always have the members of Congress speaking, and those presentations seem to be a little bit more juicier and spicier when it's an election year than when it's not an election year.
I can imagine. So I don't know if anything's official, but how is the attendance looking?
Attendance is, so 2023 was a record attendance year by credit union attendance, by number of credit unions, and by total attendance. And we are tracking ahead on all three of those right now. So there's still 3 weeks out. So we can't say, hey, it's record attendance yet. But if we continue to garner registrations like we have the last 3 weeks historically, we're going to be at or breaking yet another attendance record, which would be in that 5,500 to 6,000 plus range for total attendance. What's really interesting is the number of credit unions unfortunately shrink from year to year because of mergers and otherwise. Our number of credit unions engage slowly ticks up every year. So that's a stat that I look at as like, how are we engaging more and more credit unions? It's not just the number of people, but it's also the number of credit unions that are getting engaged. And both of those have been trending up the last couple of years and looks like it's going to be again in 24.
Good. I imagine there was a little uncertainty after taking a couple of years off. So that's great that it's been an upswing.
Well, you know, the kind of going through the GAC history, right after the pandemic, our first year back, we ended up having more cancellations than we probably had in all of the GACs combined. There was still the COVID scare, the pandemic scare going on. Washington, D.C. had implemented a required vax status that they dropped at the last minute, and that changed and fluctuated a lot. So really, 23 was kind of, to me, the pent-up demand year, and where the people that weren't comfortable coming just out of the pandemic. Everybody showed up last year. I'm excited and pleasantly a bit surprised that we're tracking at an even stronger registration rate this year. And you know, I think part of it is the power of two associations coming together to create America's Credit Unions. I think there's an energy and an excitement around that. People or credit unions overwhelmingly supported that. And now they want to see kind of the fruits of the labor of that boat and say, okay, what do you got for us? And we're going to be ready to show them.
Good. Yeah, I'm excited to go see what it's like. Anything else you want to add? Or?
Well, I would just add, if you're listening to this prior to the GAC event, make sure you bring multiple pairs of shoes and make sure they're their most comfortable shoes that
other
you have.
Tip I get
because
too.
It's the GAC agenda, the formal GAC agenda is full of education and network and collaboration opportunities. And that's just what America's Credit Union puts on. There are a host of other events and things that go on around our GAC that have people going from event to event to event. And so network as much as you can, take the time to meet some new folks, and wear comfortable shoes because you're going to need them.